Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us and tell us about what you've been reading. I know you're enjoying the Harvest by Rick Joyner. Talk to us about abiding and some of the things that you're picking up from there.
Well, reading this book from Rick Joyner, I mean, this whole book was basically just a prophetic vision that the Lord gave to Rick Joyner, and about just the things that are going to happen in our generation, the things that's going to happen ahead of us in the church. And to read about some of the things that he's been writing has just been absolutely, if I can say, just epic, but at the same time, extremely encouraging. And to hear about, you know, we talk about abiding so much and the emphasis of it and the importance of it and hearing the Lord's voice. And so often, too, it's like we don't really connect those moments of just like when it's just like to being able to hear his voice so clearly. And I was reading what Rick Joyner was writing about was basically saying the fact of just how the Holy Spirit just orchestrates his church. You know, we've talked about before, it's just like the role of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does and how he speaks and how he leads. And it's so confirming when you read about this, because what Rick writes in his book, he says, major conferences of apostles and elders will be convened with no invitations being issued, no word being passed concerning these specific conferences. He says the Holy Spirit will speak to each one who is to attend, and he's going to be the one who presides.
It's funny that you say that. It's funny that you say that, because this book was written when?
This one was written, this was the 20 years, so I would say.
So over 20 years.
Over 20 years ago.
This year, Rick Joyner is having a conference called The Harvest, in which he puts something out. We'll get the date for you. But he sends correspondence out that says that the Lord spoke to him, and that this conference is going to be different than any other conference they have done regarding the harvest, and that God was specifically going to speak to individuals, not just speakers, but those that are gathered, and that word, the full counsel of that word is going to be released, you know, at that conference. Exactly what you just said, read right there.
It's huge.
That Holy Spirit is going to be speaking to everybody, and that everyone's going to have a piece of it. Continue to share. I thought it was so cool.
Well, what I love about that is when you read about in John 15, Jesus talks about, he says, I am the vine and you are the branch. He says, my Father's the gardener, right? And what I think about is the fact that Rick Joyner continues on. He says, the Lord himself will be directing the harvest of the world like the most perfectly managed farm. And continuing on, he says, the preparation for this great emphasis of the Spirit will be knowing the Lord's voice. And I just sat and I just thought about that, and it was so significant when you think about abiding. And it's just like, this is God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And so often that we can get caught up in looking at the horizontal, looking at all the events and just the world catastrophes and the turmoils and the things that just grip your heart. And you look at our generation is unlike any other, with the amount of social media, with the amount of technology that we can literally communicate to the nations, to the world, with the click of a button. You can post a message on social media and literally communicate with 8 billion people. But the thing about it, and it's just like, what would happen if social media goes down? What would happen if your cell phone goes down? What would happen if TV goes down, the internet goes down? There's a lot of people that are going to freak out, because that's their only source of communication.
Peace and quiet.
Exactly. Imagine technology being utterly gone.
Right.
No technology, no TV, no cable. But to really take that moment and think about that. How do you communicate? How do you reach out to family that's in the other part of a state, in the other side of a city, in the other side of a nation? How do you communicate to somebody on the other side of the world in a different time zone? And to think about it is that God knows those who are his. And what is so encouraging is just like when you can read in the book of John, Jesus talks about that. And he says that the watchman opens the gate for him and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. When he has brought all of his own out, he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. And I just think about that is so significant, because the days are upon us. It's just like you think about if a power goes out or if somebody hits a power line, it's like the whole city's out.
Right. Yeah.
We get a couple inches of snow, a little bit of ice, And again, the power's out.
Right, so why wait for the power to go out? Why wait for there is no internet?
Exactly.
To sit down and have the opportunity to be with God and hear his voice for yourself.
Yeah. And the reason why that we talk about that so significantly is because that we can hear his voice today. Now, you can go on iabide.org, and it's just like, if you don't know the Lord's voice, if you don't know what God's saying, it's just like, God created you. You can read about it in the book of Acts. He says he appointed the times and the places of your life to see if you'd reach out for him and know that he's not far from you. And he's been yearning, he's been longing to want to speak to you, and even more for you not only to hear his voice, but to know his voice.
Mm. Wow, that's so, so powerful. Abiding, iabide.org. Sign up today and get your free plan. It doesn't cost you a thing, but it's free. Mm. Get it today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.